Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ho, Dr. Jones. It was week 15 in the NFL. In fact, there's still one more game, if you can believe it. Tonight, Dolphins and Steelers. Big game. Two teams still with their eyes on the playoffs, despite not being very good teams. All right, let's find out what happened in the NFL. Let's start with a game that was very important to the Patriots, the team they were jockeying with for the top seed in the AFC, the Denver Broncos at home. They were home dogs to the Green Bay Packers.
What happened?
On a second and 15. Nix to the end zone. Franklin has it. Touchdown, Broncos.
Oh, that was just one of four passing touchdowns for Bo Nix, who went over 300 yards beating the Green Bay Packers. Denver 7-0 at home, 12-2. They might not have to go on the road at all in the playoffs. Packers dropped to 9-4-1 and lose Micah Parsons for the season with a torn ACL. So a devastating loss in every way for the Packers and a huge win for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots had way more stakes to their game because it was a divisional game and a conference game, and they were in a similar spot to Denver. Denver came through. You didn't. Their quarterback came through.
He's nails.
Yours didn't. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And it looks like Denver now, I don't want to say has a stranglehold on the number one seed,
they
but they're it's going to be hard for the Patriots to get. They needed that win.
Yeah.
They needed that win, and they needed the Broncos to lose yesterday, and it blew up in their face.
Because the AFC, I still think, is very, very competitive with the top, let's call it, four teams. Not necessarily the top four seeds. I mean, like the top four teams. I think that it's hard to have like an overwhelming favorite. In fact, there isn't one, but they are the favorite, and especially because they're so good at home.
I now agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, I had been saying for the last couple of weeks, for a while I wasn't giving them any credit. For the last couple of weeks, I'm like, they're the team I wouldn't want to play the most.
Yeah.
Houston's right on their tail. But now, yeah, no, they're the, as of today, you got to evaluate it today and pick one, they're the clear-cut favorite in the AFC.
I think it's Denver, yeah. And then right below them would be the Pats with Buffalo and Houston.
But they're...
Right.
Yes, but
they're the team above.
They're a tier down, not to do tiers.
Well, that's tomorrow. Save it.
They're a tier down with those other teams, though. Yeah.
Oh, but very impressive win for the Broncos. All right, what about also in the division for the Patriots, the New York football Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Hey, what happened?
Well, they're going to throw it again. ETN inside the 40, high-stepping inside the 35, makes a man miss at the 33, along the sidelines, into the end zone.
I mean, the Jets just did not want to tackle on that one. Travis Etienne had three receiving touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence threw five touchdowns and ran one in.
Yeah, good luck if you started him in fantasy.
If you lost to Trevor Lawrence this week in fantasy, I feel badly for you because you're not expecting a million points from Trevor Lawrence. Like, you look on the other side, you're like, you're starting Trevor Lawrence?
You're like, maybe he'll get 20 points.
Give him 20. Yeah. You know, give him 20.
Yeah. Thank you for your condolences.
50 or whatever? Yeah, I apologize to you, Nick, and everybody else. That's not fair. But the Jaguars are 10-4. They lead the AFC South. So as much as we're all like, hey, watch out for the Texans, watch out for the Texans. Texans right now are a wild card team. Jaguars lead the division, and the Jets in their first year with Aaron Glenn fall to 3-11.
So I saw a headline today. Has Liam Cohen fixed Trevor Lawrence? My answer would be no. I don't think he's fixed, but he's maybe getting the most out of him you can. I'll give him that.
Yeah, no, he is doing that. All right, AFC North showdown between the Ravens and the Bengals. Well, if Joe Burrow was sad before the game, I can only imagine how he feels now.
Burrow again kind of stumbles, and he's intercepted. Picked off by Van Noy. Then the handoff, it's Gilman. And Gilman is going to score as the Ravens look for the knockout punch. 95 yards.
Wow, that play was incredible. So Kyle Van Noy, our old buddy, great interception. And then we've all seen like laterals. This wasn't a lateral. This was a handoff and then untouched for 95 yards and a score.
And it was like speed boosters down the sideline. You're like watching Van Noy like labor. And he's like, I can't do this.
He's like, I don't have it.
The other guy shot out of a cannon. That was an incredible play.
It really was. The Ravens get a shutout win over the Bengals 24-0. Baltimore 7-7. Staying right in the thick of things. Bengals fall to 4-10. Joe Burrow, two interceptions. I'm guessing a lot of tears and maybe some thoughts of retirement because that was as bad as it gets. And that was a home game for them, too.
He was horrible. They didn't have T. Higgins, but still. Burrow played well against them on, what was it, Thanksgiving night? Mm-hmm. Not so much yesterday. So the Ravens are going to have a lot to play for on Sunday night, pending the result tonight on Monday Night Football with Pittsburgh. But either way, it's going to be a big game in Baltimore on
Sunday.
All right,
speaking of big games, a lot of playoff implications on the line in this one. The L.A. Football Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs.
What happened?
Away with the block, and here's the pass, and it was picked off. Henley got the ball. Have they blown it dead? They have it, the one.
Bad game got even worse for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes threw an interception there as they were trying to make a comeback. And then in the fourth quarter, suffers a torn ACL. Obviously done for the rest of this season. Who knows when he will return next. Also with the loss, the Kansas City Chiefs have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. They're 6-8. Chargers get the win. 16-13, ugly game overall. They are now 10-4. And currently one of the wild card teams.
Well, the Mahomes parallels with Brady to this point are staggering. And I know Brady had the ACL injury week one and barely played that season.
Right.
Mahomes has it, whatever this was, week 15.
Yeah, year 9 for both guys.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brady was able to recalibrate his career and play for another decade plus and win 3 more Super Bowls. And that was already going to be a challenge for Mahomes. Now he's going to come back from this, and it will be... I mean, it'll be interesting to continue to measure those two up. Right now, they're deadlocked.
Yeah, and so the big difference here is Mahomes was going to miss the playoffs in almost a full season played, unlike Tom Brady, obviously. And the question would be, when does Mahomes even come back? Like, how...
What's 9 months from now? He's probably back for the start of the
year. You think week one?
Ish.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
And then what's the rest of his team even look like around him?
What's he look like when he comes?
What's Brady, he look like?
Brady was not the same in 2009. He was fine.
No, it's one of the worst teams they had.
He wasn't the same.
Yeah. It took him, what, two more? His third year back, they made the Super Bowl, right? 2011. So, yeah, we'll see. Uphill climb, but officially eliminated. So no more of the, well, like, I don't know. What if the Chiefs get in? What if the Chiefs get in?
No, that's
they're,
done.
They're not getting in. That's... And now you get to watch Gardner Minshew play quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He had the shoe.
On Christmas, too, right?
He came in. Oh, yeah. That is a Christmas game.
Oh.
He came in and made, like, one play and then threw a horrible pick.
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah.
At least no Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl this year.
Good point for
people that get upset about that. All right. Colts and the Seahawks.
What happened?
The hold of Michael Dixon. Myers, kick on the way, and it is.
That's right. A game-winning field goal for the Seahawks. They needed every...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Every second in the game to beat Philip Rivers and the Colts. First game back in 5 years, the 44-year-old Philip Rivers went 18 of 27.
Nice.
120 yards.
27 throws to get to 120 yards.
You heard me. One touchdown, one interception. He was sacked once, but he survived the game and was winning until the bitter end. And then a walk-off field goal by the Seahawks' Jason Myers, who was 6 of 6. Seahawks did not score a touchdown, but they won the game. They're 11-3. The Colts, 8-6. We already kind of put a knife in them as far as their playoff hopes, but they're alive. I mean, they're 8-6. They're one game out, but a tough loss on the road to Seattle.
Look, I'm not a Phil Rivers guy. You are.
I'm not.
But I thought he acquitted himself okay. For a guy who hadn't played in 5 years, I actually thought he acquitted himself nicely.
He's way better than I thought.
120 yards stinks.
He survived the game.
And, like, he can't throw. But he survived the game, and they had a chance to win. Like, I was pretty entertained by that yesterday.
Speaking of entertainment, Jones, the Eagles took on the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Hurts delivers. Brown, touchdown.
This game was gross. 31-0. 31-0 Eagles over the Raiders. Jalen Hurts threw 3 touchdowns, 2 to Dallas Goedert, that one there to A.J. Brown. These are full game stat lines. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Raiders started Kenny Pickett as their quarterback. He went 15 of 25.
Wow.
For 64 yards.
That's half of Phillip Rivers.
He threw 180 feet in the game. No touchdowns, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
Interception, sacked 4 times. What'd they do running? You're like, well, they must have ran.
Leaned on my guy, Ashton Jeanty.
As a team, that's Jeanty, Pickett, and something called Dylan Lobb. They went.
That's a UNH guy.
Yeah, UNH.
Keith. Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Come on,
respect
Keith.
The Wildcats. 13 carries for 46 yards.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's 100 yards of offense.
Yeah.
100 yards of offense. And then when you take the sack yards away, it's say, even less.
Number that I saw was they had 75 yards of total offense. That must be factoring in.
Yeah, you take the sack yards, and that's what they do. So the offense was 387 for Philly, 75 for the Raiders.
And Philly, like, they could have piled up 600 yesterday.
If Tom Brady sells his shares of the Raiders, how much money would he lose right now?
Yeah, he's
it's awful.
He probably 50 cents on the dollar. Yeah,
they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
they have to be.
They're not
over $1.2 trillion.
Although I'll tell you,
they're
who
not
else
in
stinks.
Line for the number one pick.
Not yet, but they are 2-12.
There's a head-to-head game against those two, isn't there?
I think there might be
Giants Raiders. I think there is.
There might be. Yeah, we'll get to the G-men in a moment. Eagles though improved to 9-5. What about another bad team? The Cleveland Browns taking on the Bears.
What happened?
And on Swift, got a block, cuts it back. Swift struggling inside the 5, the high kick into the end zone for the touchdown.
My guy Ben Johnson's got the Bears buzzing.
Yeah.
They're 10-4. Look out, NFL. 31-3, your final. Browns fall to 3-11. Just wasn't Shadur's day. 18 of 35 for 177. No touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he was sacked 5 times.
Yeah. He had 2 long completions to Isaiah Bond, which basically means
he
did nothing else.
That's great. Chicago Bears back to being the 2 seed in the NFC, and they lead the North at 10-4. I know their schedule gets tougher the rest of the way, but destroyed a team right
there. Might be the 2 seed by the end of the year. They're ripe to get bounced by one of those NFC West teams when they start the playoffs, but yeah.
That's why they play the games, Jones.
Speaking of the NFC West, the 49ers were taking on the Tennessee Titans.
Hey, what happened?
Purdy maneuvering, jumps, throws, touchdown! It's Kittle! And it's a route!
Brock Purdy, 3 touchdown passes. 49ers beat the Titans 37-24. Titans scored 24 points.
Yeah, all...
No quitting them.
Their offense has kind of picked up a little bit down the stretch.
They're 2-12.
If you're playing fantasy defenses against them, I wouldn't advise it anymore.
Yeah, I might have to not play the Chiefs next week.
I got a big giant goose egg out of the Niners defense,
49ers, though, are now 10-4. They are the 6th seed as it stands right now. The wild card teams, as you just mentioned, look pretty tough in the NFC. Actually, same with the AFC, because you have a couple bad division leaders across the board, so it's really those teams. All right, NFC South. Panthers have a chance for the playoffs. Ugh. They were taking on the Saints, and it came down to the end.
Wow. Charlie Smith from 47. It's on the way. It is good. There is a marker down. There's a flag down.
Wow, pick the flag up, because that counts. Saints with a walk-off 20-17 victory over the Panthers. Carolina drops to 7-7 on the year. The New Orleans Saints improved to 4-10. You like that, Tyler Shuck?
I do.
Yeah.
It's kind of good. The Panthers, if they just beat New Orleans yesterday, would have had a chance to clinch the division head-to-head against Tampa this week.
Instead, they're both 7-7. Tampa currently has the tiebreaker. So Tampa Bay is the 4 seed as it stands today. Carolina is the 9. So they have a much better chance of winning the division than they certainly do a wild card spot.
Patriots have one win. It's Buffalo. Tampa Neither and these Carolina. We were these trying to prop those wins up. Those don't count. Yeah.
What about the Dallas football Cowboys and the Minnesota football Vikings?
What happened?
McCarthy to the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Naylor.
Hardly know her. But the Vikings with a 34-26 win over the Cowboys. Your guy, J.J. McCarthy, had a little bit of magic there. Mm-hmm. And, the Dallas Cowboys.
That was 9, that's why.
He turned it into 9.
Yeah.
He had 2 touchdown passes and a touchdown run. Now, Dallas has not been eliminated from the playoffs.
No.
Because also their division's not great. But Minnesota has, they've already been eliminated. But Dallas is the 10 seed at 6-7. Minnesota 6-8, so... Just playing for, I guess, maybe a chance at a winning record if you are the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game, also in the NFC Beast, the Commanders and the Giants.
First down and 20.
Got him.
There's McLaurin. Inside the 10. Stays on his feet. Into the end zone for a Commanders touchdown.
Just two more garbage teams. The Commanders 29-21 over the Giants. Washington 4-10. The Giants 2-12.
So Jackson Dart had another concussion evaluation yesterday.
I'm shocked. Because after watching him play, are they going to blame Christian Ellis for that?
I guess. That's the fifth time, I think, counting the preseason.
Yeah.
That's the fifth time he's been evaluated for a concussion this year.
Unreal. Unreal. So right now you have 3 teams at 2-12. Giants, Raiders, Titans. Giants and Raiders have both lost 8 in a row to get them there. Then you have 3 other teams with 3 wins, Cleveland, the Jets, and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So these final 3 weeks, it's going to be an absolute dogfight for the number one pick in the draft.
Raiders, Giants play each other in 2 weeks. After the Raiders play the Texans this week.
They might
have less or fewer total yards this week than the last
they
week.
They might. Oh, that's going to be tough really to pull might. Off, but they could go for it. That's
okay.
True.
That is what happened. Week 15, we recap it every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to Pats and Bills. We'll also get into Jones and Keefe best of, starting with our Hunter Henry surprise questions. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.